Jessica, the big news in Alamogordo is that the city has elected a new mayor. What can you tell us?
So in January, Susan Payne, who took 64% of the local votes, will be sworn in and seated as the new mayor of Alamogordo. Now, Mayor-elect Payne beat current Mayor Pro Tem Nadia Sykes, who only received about 20% of the local vote. We know that local elections always draw a smaller amount of voters to the polling locations. About 1,860 votes were cast this year in that particular election.
I want to move on and talk about a recent story that you all did at the Alamogordo Daily News about the portion of Holloman Air Force Base that is housing Afghan refugees. Your reporter, Nicole Maxwell, was able to take a tour of the facility. What can you tell us about the visit?
So there has always been a lot of questions about what is happening at this particular village in Holloman Air Force Base and what is life like for those living there. So in this tour, Nicole Maxwell was able to actually sit down and talk to some of the villagers living on Holloman Air Force Base and get a sense of what is happening there. Some questions that we got answered is that there's about 4,000 to 5,000 refugees rotating through the village as they're being processed and given their visas. We know that in this village, they are receiving not only a place to live, a place to sleep, but they are getting culture and language classes. The children are able to run around and play. There's a lot of interaction between the local personnel and the refugees in the village, focusing on running the process for these refugees on base to get that visa, to receive that visa, so to streamline the process.
We're going to close with a story about local law enforcement being trained for crisis negotiation situations. What can you tell us about this FBI training?
So the FBI came down and they held a two-day training, if I'm not mistaken, for local law enforcement. That's everybody from the Alamogordo Police Department to the Otero County Sheriff's Department. Now, this training is part and parcel of a big movement for local law enforcement. There is a task force in Otero County whose job it is to take what would usually be just encounters between law enforcement and people suffering from mental illnesses and really make them have smarter, healthier outcomes. That includes, you know, among the homeless, that includes those maybe suffering from suicidal ideation or those in domestic violence where emotions really escalate. So this training was a part of that, but also it's a larger collaboration to kind of increase the efficacy of local law enforcement.
Okay, Jessica Suarez is the news director for the Alamogordo Daily News. Thanks for the update this week, Jessica. We will talk with you next week.
Thank you.